Program after program is not that good either, too.
Mr. Chairman, I do think it will behoove the special interests that are in the situation of wanting to get their measures passed of doing a better job of education of the public. And I know this is a difficult area, but I think that time after time, they have urged people to go to the polls just blindly on faith that what they say is true. And I think this should be an encouragement to do a better job of trying to educate the voting public.
Sometime, Mr. Chairman, though, that's real nice to say, Nellie, but there's so much that influences the electorate, and especially these small elections and the money measures and the two-page ads on the day before and the day of the election that turns out the no voters to come out and the people that don't have the money for those kind of ads. And I just don't think that you can say that if you do a better job of informing the people, you're going to have a higher degree of success.
I can't prove it. Willing to give it a try for me.
Everybody has their schemes and systems. I've worked on votes that use the blitz. If you phone up 2,000 voters and you find out which ones are going to vote yes and the day of election, that's the only one. If you blitz and you get them all down there and you win the election by 1,100 to 1,000, and it's one of those sort of things. So, it's used both ways.
The only place that I've ever seen it where it really works is when the Mormon Church tells them how to vote over their new dog.
Well, our national CIO.
I can tell you, this vote yes works out very well. And then you just blitz those people.
Our national AFL-CIO office will be watching it with very great interest, and if it's successful, why, they'll be happy to, again, put Oregon in the limelight to hold up as a shining example.
But your position is to support it for an experiment anyway.
Right.
Fine.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else? Then we are adjourned. We all meet at 6 o'clock down in the big hall.
Very well.
We'll meet tomorrow.